Sam Dwyer is now in the studio. And Sam Dwyer is Food Partnership Coordinator for Cambridge Sustainable Food. So I got that wrong. It's not Food Cycle, it's Cambridge Sustainable Food. Sam, hi, nice to see you.
Hi there.
Thanks for coming in. So Sam, tell us all about the Cambridge Pumpkin Festival that's happening.
So this will be the third year the Pumpkin Festival has been running. And it is in the main to highlight food waste, but also to have a bit of fun and to celebrate food at this time of year, pumpkins specifically. We have over 16 events coming up and some pumpkin specials in and around restaurants in Cambridge, as well as one competition being run by Bridges. And some of the events. Should I tell you about some of the events?
I would love you to tell me about the events. So they're happening, it's not just a one-off event happening one weekend.
No, so there's events from the Friday the 20th of October all the way through to the 28th, which is a Saturday. And they are events that are either being hosted by us, put on by us, or being run by different organisations or communities throughout Cambridge. So, what have we? The ones that Cambridge Sustainable Food are running, and we're heading off with a launch on Friday the 20th at Sainsbury's at Coldham's Lane, which is a Feed the 1000 event. And this is maybe where you thought the Food Cycle came in, because Food Cycle are going to cook the food.
Oh, I see. But
we're running it at Sainsbury's to launch the event. The Daniel Zeichner, our MP, is going to come and launch the Pumpkin Festival for us. So the idea behind that launch event and feeding 1,000 people from surplus food, or food that would normally have gone to waste, is to highlight the food waste, but also an attempt to give away 1,000 meals throughout the day. So that starts at 11:30 and finishes at 5:30. So if you want some lunch, then definitely come along.
So I'm guessing, obviously, I mean, this time of year, like you say, it's Halloween, people carve their pumpkins, but they don't
do anything
with the flesh, and the flesh goes in the bin.
That's
but you can make pumpkin soup, pumpkin pie.
Yep, pumpkin cheesecake.
Pumpkin cheesecake, that sounds delicious. Pumpkin scones, did I just make that up?
Pumpkin scones, pumpkin bread.
Yes.
You can put pumpkin in most things. Pumpkin cakes,
It's actually delicious, and so there's lots of things you can do with the pumpkin. So I'm guessing all that will be on offer at Sainsbury's?
Because the surplus food will be being picked up from various supermarkets and shops around Cambridge, it really depends what they manage to pick up the 2 or 3 days leading up to the event as to what gets cooked. But I'm sure there'll be some pumpkins in there.
So it'll be a nice surprise. Go along for some lunch and find out what you can get. That sounds good. What else? What else?
I was just going to quote some facts at you, which is there are 18,000 tonnes of pumpkin get thrown away in this country about this time of year, which I think equates to something like 2 slices of pumpkin pie or a bowl of pumpkin soup for everybody in the UK. So that's the amount that generally
gets wasted.
Goes in the bin when you carve your pumpkins. And the seeds, you can just pop in the oven and roast them off. They're delicious too.
I agree, I've done that actually. I tend to do that. And they're just like picking at lovely crispy seeds
Indeed. So some of the other things we have coming up that CSF particularly are running, and I'll give you some idea of the other things that are running as well. We have a kids disco soup, which was extremely popular last year at St Andrew's Church on that's on Monday the 23rd. It all runs over half term, so it's lots of kids activities, but the disco soup movement started in the Netherlands probably about 10 years ago, but it's very much about taking waste waste veg and turning it into soup, but doing it to disco music.
So you're cooking to disco music?
Yes, cooking. So we'll have a DJ, and basically what we do is the kids get to chop up the veg that gets whisked away into the kitchen to be cooked into soup, and then the kids have a great dance, and we have some activities, tables for them to make masks or get some face painting done.
Oh, that sounds fantastic.
Then the soup comes back out.
Yeah, and everyone gets to eat it. Indeed. So you're making soup to music, which is a brilliant idea.
Yes.
That's a great idea.
Yep.
I love that.
Yep. So that's another one. That's at St Andrew's Hall on the, yes, Monday 23rd. Starts at 3 o'clock till 6 o'clock. But it's a first come, first serve, because last year we were very, very oversubscribed, which is great. Some of the other things we are doing, we're running two cookery workshops, one in conjunction with Abbey People, who are running a pumpkin, mini pumpkin festival of their own with carving, and I will be... we will be there will be a cookery workshop for anybody who wants to learn how to cook pumpkins. Generally in the past we've done pumpkin soup or pumpkin risotto, so something new.
That's a good idea, because I think people are just scared to know what to do with pumpkin.
They are quite scary if you don't know what, if you're not familiar with them. Generally you can just chop them up and put them in the oven, and if the skins are too hard then you can scoop them out, and if generally the soup, the skins are soft enough to eat.
Yeah, much like a squash, I guess. But it's good to have a cookery lesson, yeah.
And we will be finishing with the finale, which is the Farmers Market, or a Meet the Suppliers event. And this year we're working with Thirsty, who will have just opened their winter beer garden. And that will be on Saturday, the 28th of October. Be a chance to come and meet some of our local suppliers. Plus, we will have a bike-powered smoothie maker, apple pressing, some music, and again lots of kids activities.
Oh, I love that. So you've got a smoothie maker with someone pedalling to make the power the smoothies.
Indeed.
Lovely. Yeah,
lots of fun.
Brilliant.
Some of the other things that are coming up that other people are running are Dinner in the Dark, run by Cambridge University Hub. Pumpkin cake decorating at Co-15 in Cherry Hinton. A visit to waste management site to see actually where the waste food goes with Amy Sesper. And a pop-up cafe run by Food for Food. And a stall at the Botanical Gardens.
Oh, wow. Lots going on. So if people want to find out more information, how can they?
They can go to our website, www.cambridgesustainablefood.org. That is probably the best. There will also be posters and brochures up all around town.
I was going to say, you've got a brilliant brochure there which tells you everything. Where can you get that?
It depends. We will be, over the next week, we've got a lot of these
distribute. Okay, look out for them then, because they've got bright pumpkins on. You can't miss them. And that gives you all the information that Sam has just said. So it sounds fantastic, Sam. Thanks so much for coming in and talking to us.
Thank you.
I'll be giving you more info after the 3 o'clock news. So Sam Dwyer was in from the Cambridge Sustainable Food Corporation to tell us about the Cambridge Pumpkin Festival, which is happening from Friday the 20th of October until Saturday the 28th of October. There is loads going on that whole week of half term. There's so many great activities. So if you want to find out more, as Sam said, then check out the cambridgepumpkinfestival.org.uk website, and it gives you all the information you need. And of course, look out for their leaflets and pamphlets everywhere. And it is amazing. Obviously, we all love a pumpkin at Halloween, but don't put that flesh in the bin. Make something yummy with it and eat it. So we don't get any waste. I hope you enjoyed that chat, and I hope it's given you something to think about and something to get involved with around Cambridge to do with the Pumpkin Festival during that week. So we will, of course, have more information on our website. So if you want to look at Cambridge 105's website, the address is cambridge105.co.uk.